I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Those of us who have been blessed with long-term marriages or partners often wonder what life will be like if we outlive our mate. Will I ever know happiness again? Can I survive on my own without those all too familiar glances, comforting words, embraces? Might life lose its meaning? Somehow, some way, most people manage to cope. The gifted writer Anne Lamott put it so beautifully. You will lose someone you can't live without, and your heart will be badly broken. And the bad news is that you never completely get over the loss of your beloved. But this is also the good news. They live forever in your broken heart that doesn't seal back up, and you come through. This week's essayist, Harry Sterling, knows this, really knows this, all too well.
I believe in listening. My wife died over 8 months ago. As we were saying our goodbyes, she told me to have a good life. I could not understand what she was saying. How could I have a good life without my life partner? How could I, a person who's been so destroyed, still have a good life? How could a person who no longer has his love with him ever have a good life? But I listened to her. Have a good life. Then, soon after my wife's death, I had lunch with two old friends. One friend is now an advocate for people with disabilities. The other friend was our boss over 30 years ago. They talked about one of my boss's friends, who, as a result of an accident, is now a paraplegic. My friend, the advocate, said to him, "He will have a good life. It will be a different life, but it will be a good life." I listened to them talk. Your friend will have a good life, but a different life. And I listened again to my wife's instructions to me, have a good life. And I thought about this, a good life that is a different life. What would this good, different life be like? And what would this new me be like? I do not know. I'm exploring. Season tickets to Trinity and the Ballet, educational courses for older adults, forming new friendships, finally joining an online dating site for old folks, and actually dating. Making minor changes in my cottage to make it more me and less her. As I live into this new life, I'm discovering that this new life seems to want to contain the old life, the 28 years of my marriage. My new life does not start with amnesia. She gave me some of the clothes I wear. I sleep in the bed we shared. I don't think I can create this different life. I think I must grow into it. I know if I put myself in new places, somehow newness will happen to me. I can already feel newness, and I know that a new, different, good life is growing inside me. But I get discouraged, and I remind myself to listen to my wife's instructions, as interpreted by my friends, and I start anew.
The Reverend Dr. Harry Sterling lives with his cat Rosie on Prudence Island. He's ordained by the United Church of Christ and conducts worship in the Island Winter Church once a month. He retired in 2003 from managing analytic teams for United Health Group. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.